Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In Bangkok, a pizza joint is offering a unique new topping, cannabis leaves. The general manager...
They cannot get high. It's just a marketing campaign. And you can test the cannabis test.
The active ingredient is almost non-existent. The 9-inch pie is called the Crazy Happy Pizza.
Okay. Okay. So if you eat a whole pie, you could be, you're not going to really feel any effects except in your gut.
You won't get the munchies.
Well, isn't that rather ironic, don't you think about it? I mean, you know, one of the favorite munchie foods is, in fact, ordering a pizza.
I guess you need a Doritos chaser or
something. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do here. I have no idea here. All right, so now we have a new variant, which may be more contagious, but it may not be. Is it more virulent? Well, we don't know. Just stay home. That's all we can tell you. Go out to those stores. Put your life in your hands. You always were, though, to be perfectly honest. 608 WTIC. Well. Look, she's sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mark...
Can't get rid of me.
I'm glad we can't. Here's... by the way, I do want to mention that White Memorial. Are you going to be open today for, like, tours and
no,
stuff?
No, we're not open, but... We're not open because we deserve a holiday, too.
Of course
but
you do.
Our trails are always open, Ray. So
okay.
40 miles of hiking trails. Beautiful day to get out and take a hike, and it's absolutely gorgeous out, so...
wonder if the Litchfield Brewery is going to be... Or, no, excuse me, Distillery
I'm sure the Distillery will be open.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
holiday
sure.
Cheer. Hi there.
Yeah.
All right, Ray and Matt with you. Brian's taking the day off. He will be back with us on Monday. I feel so bad about that whole thing that he had to go through.
Oh, it's nothing worse, especially on a holiday. You just finished a good run.
Dan, you know.
Walking in your car, like, oh, now I get to go home and see my family and have Thanksgiving dinner. And...
now I'll be driving down the Mass Pike with no window.
Yeah.
Come on, what are you doing? All right. Well, anyway, but yeah, he's off, but he'll be back on Monday. By the way, what's up with LeBron James?
Man, he's getting some bad heat right now.
Well, what, he wanted two people thrown out of the arena.
Yeah, I guess the two people were talking too much smack, you know, which fans do.
Yeah.
But if you're that close to the action and the floor, these are front row courtside seats.
Mm.
I mean, if you spend that much money on courtside seats, unless it's like corporate gimme or whatever, but...
it could be.
I mean, you just shut your mouth. Like just watch the game, enjoy the game, eat your popcorn, drink your beer.
It's part of the fun, though.
It is,
yanking their chain. I mean, that's a great time.
They're so close
that
to these
I do
guys
it.
That, you know, that can happen.
Well, they can go around our test on you.
Right, there's that, too.
You know, and I wouldn't want him going around our test on me.
No. I mean, it's...
I've noticed he's rather well-equipped.
He's a big dude.
He is a big dude, and he's a buff dude. So, yeah, but I mean, apparently there were these two people who were giving him all kinds of heat, so he called over an official and said, get him out of here, you know.
I mean, he went right up to him, pointed right in the face. This one and this one, out.
Oh. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Yeah. I hope you enjoyed your game. But yeah, I told you about this earlier, but today is, I don't know, I don't think Black Friday is as much of a deal as it used to be.
No, certainly in the era of COVID, it's not either. I mean, you're not going to, you know, rush into stores and bowl people over for a 55-inch TV.
Which would be great. I can understand why you do that, but, well, no, I can't.
Yeah.
But, well, apparently Most students at Florida State is Florida State or the University of blah, 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 University of Florida. They apparently think that the name should be changed from Black Friday.
Yeah. What's their suggestions? I can't wait to hear it.
Hang on. The Chicago Tribune apparently started this thing. Black Friday should be renamed so it's not discriminating and profiling against black people.
Yes.
How's that?
Naturally, yes.
The name of shopping a day after Thanksgiving should not be called by the name of a nationality. Well, first of all, if you're black, you're not a nationality. You're an individual human being. Thank you much. The author's name does not appear in this particular article.
Anonymous.
They think it should be called Holiday Buying Day, or maybe Spending Day, or maybe Charge Card Day, maybe Greenbacks or something. I don't know. We're right on the edge there. Something other than black, which is discriminating and profiling against black people. Where did that come from?
Ugh.
And I was thinking about the Rolling Stones song, Painted Black. Better not do that either. When I would go to the store, what was the other one? Oh, I can't remember. When Black Friday comes, you know, Steely Dan. Okay, sure. Whenever I'd go to stores, everything would be jam-packed, and I would see workers. Why do you send your kids to college, may I ask, please? Kind of. It sounds wrong, but they should lean more towards the lighter-skinned people. They would lean towards the lighter-skinned people. Like they would assist them. I think equality is important, said another student. I mean, it's definitely a valid opinion.
So we're going to call it what now? What's the best one of that list?
Well, okay, let's see. Let's vote. Holiday Buying Day?
I don't like it.
I don't either. Spending Day? No. Charge Card Day? Yeah, maybe. Greenbacks?
No. That
These guys have not thought this thing through at all. So there you go. Apparently a lot of students at the University of Florida think it would be a good idea to change the name. Actually, no. Oh, God.
So you need like a double F. Something Friday.
Yeah. How about this? How about just, does it really matter? No. I love these guys. Oh, it's a nationality. No, it's not a nationality.
Funny that it's all white people doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Neurotics. When you, I've got to have a cause. I got to be me.
You ask any person of color, like, are they offended by Black Friday? They're like, no.
I wouldn't think so.
I really wouldn't think so. And if you are, I'm sorry, but I can't see it.
He's idiots. But like I say, you know, I'm getting my degree in social justice, so we need to go to work here. And what's that exactly going to do for the rest of the world? I don't know. I'm just going to complain about stuff. Okay. All right. Jeez Louise. There's more. And by the way, just for those of you who don't know, but I think you all do, is Black Friday, because this is when, theoretically, retailers go into the black. This is when, on their balance sheets, the red ink disappears. And they're now into black ink, which means you're making money. Okay. I guess we need to take a break here, and then we got to do some news. And we'll continue with our Black Fridays. You wouldn't catch me dead in a store today. And they don't open until, what, 10 usually? Or are they opening early, Matt? Do you know?
I'm not sure if they're opening early this morning or not.
Some probably are.
Yeah,
Doorbuster deals.
Now that you've cleared away the turkey and trimmings, make way for holiday cheese on TV.
Enjoy the castle? Yes, it was magical.
TV holiday movies are big business, bigger, in fact, than ever. This season, celebrities like Brooke Shields and Reba McEntire star.
Why the unexpected visit?
Lifetime is offering 35 different titles. Even the Food Network is getting in on the cheer.
First time in Peppermint Hollow?
TV cook Ree Drummond stars in Candy-Coated Christmas on Discovery. And Sunday night...
You take it, Tony!
Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett add a dash of holiday sparkle on CBS. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
But never comes late. Ah, Aaron, I hope you had a nice holiday.
Hey, I did. How about you?
Fine. By the way, let's straighten things out a little bit. Today is Friday, okay? Friday. Mm-hmm. Well, I was sitting there yesterday afternoon going, oh, God, tomorrow, Monday. No, it's not. Mm. You're okay. You're just fine. Thank you very much. Okay, so there's that classic WKRP episode.
Oh, the dropping of the turkey, yeah.
You got it. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Well, apparently they can. Wild turkeys. Wild turkeys, according to this, I'd like to source it for you, but I can't. What?
Let's get Jerry on. She can tell us.
You know what? Yeah, they can fly at speeds up to 55 miles per hour.
Wow.
They're amazing flyers.
But not the ones that you get at the store that have butterball.
No, those are bred for us to eat, and they're never mind. But well, the wild ones, they fly like crazy. They can't fly long distances.
Okay.
But when they fly, it's... 55
miles an hour.
Yeah, it's always very surprising.
Would have wrecked that whole episode, wouldn't it?
Yep.
A comedy classic would no longer exist. Oh, my. I guess that's us. 652 WTIC. Ray's here. Matt's here. You're there. Thank you for being here. And to this point, apparently it's not all that crazy at malls, which is kind of nice, I suppose.
Yes.
Unless you're a retailer and you could be hurting here a bit. But even for you, is that really a deal?
No.
Because, you know, you're doing loss leaders, and I guess to get people in the store, but, you know, hoping they'd pick up some other item or so, I suppose. Hey, by the way, remember they were talking about this, I think it was on Wednesday, about pickle pie?
Yeah, I would say pickle and cranberry.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Which is apparently a thing in Utah. So I'm looking at the recipe, which I'm not bookmarking, by the way. Preheat oven, 350, whisk together sugar, 2 teaspoons. It's not as bad as you would think. Whisk together sugar in 2 teaspoons with tablespoons, whoops, of the cornstarch, large bowl, add eggs, okay, half and half, beat with an electric mixer. Butter, zest, cinnamon, nutmeg. Put those in there. So far, do I have you? So far?
No.
All right. Process pickles in a food processor.
Oh, so you grind up the pickles?
Yeah, apparently it's not those sliced little. Oh. Yeah. Until finely chipped, reserving 1 tablespoon for the topping. Stir pickles and remaining 1 tablespoon cornstarch together. Stir into the filling. Pour filling into unbaked pie shell.
I'll just take a jar of relish and dump it in there.
Well, they do suggest that.
Ugh.
If you choose that. And okay, the pickles, they don't want dills. They want, like, bread and butter or sweet pickles.
Oh, that's even worse. Disgusting.
Just, come on, don't throw them there. Come on.
Listen, if I see you in the supermarket picking up bread and butter pickles...
Oh, I can't stand them.
Smacking
I can't
them
stand
right
them.
Out of your hand.
I can't stand them.
They are awful.
Bacon preheated oven until golden brown, blah, blah. About an hour and 10 minutes. Let cool on a rack. Stir together whipped cream and the reserved 1 tablespoon of chopped pickles in a medium bowl. Top each slice with pickle cream. Garnish with a pickled chip if desired. Do I have you? Are you going with this now?
No, that's terrible.
You've got to realize, though. See, I mean, you know, there's this French philosopher, Brillat Savarin, and he said, tell me what you eat, I'll tell you what you are. So food is a very personal item.
Oh, yeah.
And so there may be things that you're sitting there going, oh, my God. And they're going, wait a minute, that's part of who I am.
Yeah, if you're eating a pickle pie, I can tell you're a psychopath.
Or you're living in Utah. I mean, there's that. Oh, my God. No, I can't see it. I mean, excuse me.
Bless you.
Little sneezing attack here. God, I hate colds.
Well, maybe that. Worst.
Huh?
They are the worst.
I think there are more things that are worse. But, and I probably got 2 or 3 of them anyway. So there you go. So that's how you make a pickle pie if you really want to. You can just research it on the web and you'll find it. And we were so boring yesterday. We had apple pie, and I thought that was a departure from normal.
I gotta tell you, I had the chocolate peanut butter pie that I bought from the boss.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievably delicious. It's so rich, though. Like, I cut a thin slice because
I know
going into it. Usually when you cut it, you can see how rich it's going to be by the thickness of it.
Yeah.
It was rich.
How about a cranberry pickle pie? You want to go there?
No.
Okay.
I can stay right on the shelves.
It's 6:56.
And
on
we have
WTC.
Good news, though. We have an hour from now, Jim Bergen's going to call in.
Bergen's going to be on?
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll talk about the verdict down in Georgia.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.